If you have not heard that 2022 is going to be a great year for gaming, then you might have been living under a rock. After all, we've already had Horizon Forbidden West, Elden Ring, Pokemon Legends Arceus, not to mention all of the other fantastic announcements. But those are all solo or online games only, and if you haven't noticed, our channel is all about local multiplayer games. So let's take a look at some of the fantastic ones releasing for Nintendo Switch this year.
Nobody Saves the World just released on the 14th of April for Switch and PS4, and with it came an update containing local co-op for two players. This game has an interesting take on action RPGs. You play as Nobody, a character with the ability to transform between 15 different classes with their own unique gameplay aspects. And you can mix and match abilities to find exactly what works for you. If you like playing as the horse with a dash of the knight's abilities, you can do that. Or, you know, whatever you want to mix between, a ghost, dragon, muscle man, robot, etc. The game is filled with action-packed dungeons and an assortment of different side quests. Player 2 joins as a second Nobody and works on the same skill tree as you, and luckily brings with him a slightly increased difficulty.
Lumber Hill released exclusively last year on PC, but as of April 14th, you can now play this fantastic Overcooked-like game on your favorite handheld console. You play as lumberjacks, striving to complete tasks before time runs out. These tasks range from chopping trees, to collecting eggs, to herding sheep, or even building bridges. While this may sound simple enough, it's important to note that no matter what task you're trying to complete, nature is opposed, and it will do anything it can to stop you. From meteors, to dinosaurs, to sharks, wildfires, earthquakes, and even pirates. You also need to navigate through swamps and lava while progressing through the game to unlock new worlds, time periods, and meet a variety of new animals, both cute and evil. For those of you with a more competitive nature, there's also a PvP mode with some of you as classy lumberjacks and the others as nature. The game supports both online and local co-op, anywhere from 1 to 4 players.
Don't Starve Together is one of our absolute favorite co-op games, and after 6 long years, it has finally made its way to the Switch. It is a permadeath survival game that drops you into the wilderness and leaves you there to do what you will. The atmosphere is chilling and eerie, and the game's main mechanics revolve around balancing your sanity, hunger, and health to stay alive. Letting any of these three stats drop too low can be devastating, as dying will result in the loss of that world and a whole new beginning. A whole new world.
Please don't put that in.
There is so much to do in this game. It's insane. There are tons of biomes to explore, a plethora of monsters to fight off, friendly animals to trap for food, farming, foraging, caving, fishing, crafting, boss fights, seasons, and... well, we will let you find out for yourself. Don't Starve Together supports 2 players locally and 4 players online. Unfortunately, there is no crossplay.
One of the coolest games we recently discovered is Conan Chop Chop. We found this game during a Couch Co-op Demos livestream, and I fell in love. By the way, if you want to be part of our live streams where we play games for reviews and discover new games, then make sure to hit the subscribe button and the notification bell so you don't miss us next time we're live. Conan supports up to 4 players in local or online co-op, and will have you battling side by side to defeat various enemies in a top-down fantasy roguelite fashion. There is gold to collect for purchasing new equipable items, and plenty of armor, swords, bows, arrows, whatever you want, from bombs to potions, this game has it. And the art style is something special. It reminds me a little bit of Castle Crashers while also doing its own thing. The world is randomly generated, so no playthrough is the same. The story is amusing and has fun voice actors, and there are multiple characters, each with their own skill tree and perks to upgrade as you level up. I don't know, guys, this game just gave me good feelings on the inside, so just go ahead and check out the demo, and if you like it, buy it. There's not a whole lot more to say.
When Merrick's Market released last year on everything but the Switch, we titled our review, "This Game is Better Than Overcooked." And as of January of this year, you can now enjoy this splendid title on Nintendo. Merrick's Market will have you taking care of all of your customers in a medieval shop. There are loads of different items to craft and various ways to craft them, from the anvil and furnace to the workbench and cauldron. This game really does a great job of encouraging you to work together in order to serve your customers before they stomp off in an angry rage. And when it's not busy encouraging you to work together, it's forcing you to. And that's a good thing. Some co-op levels have barriers dividing you or pressure plates that allow one of you to cross into the required area. The game is always changing up your store with new little quirks before eventually moving you to a completely new area. With support for up to 4 players locally, this one is great for parties, or a simple date night.
A couch co-op gaming list is never complete without a LEGO game. Finally, after several long delays, the much anticipated LEGO Star Wars The Skywalker Saga has made its way to consoles and PC. This fantastic new Star Wars game covers all three trilogies, coming to 9 movies in total. There are over 300 playable characters, more than 100 vehicles, and 23 planets to explore. If you love Star Wars, LEGO games, or both, then this is definitely worth checking out. The game supports up to 2 players in split screen with no online functionality. Also, if you happen to own a PlayStation or an Xbox, we might recommend playing it on them instead of the Switch, as the graphics don't look quite as good and there's a little bit of lag here and there, especially if you're playing in split screen. But if a Switch is all you have, it will certainly do the job.
2D and Top D is a 2D platformer with an interesting twist of top-down puzzle solving. The game requires you to swap between the 2D and top-down perspective frequently to make it through the levels. There are bosses to defeat, precision platforming challenges, and what the game's description refers to as mind-bending puzzles. The game has some intriguing mechanics, allowing you to toggle between Top D, who is able to move objects around the top-down environment, and 2D, who is your fairly standard platforming character. While it does look like more of a solo experience, as using either character pauses the other character's screen, I think the co-op comes with a little more communication and encouragement as you work together to solve the puzzles and complete the precision platforming challenges. And oh yeah, it supports 1 to 2 players.
Zoria and the Celestial Sisters is another game we explored during our demo's livestream. Aesu, the goddess of the night, has been stranded on Earth and needs the help of Solvig, the goddess of the sun, to regain her powers and return to the sky. However, Aesu can only travel through shadows. This creates an interesting dynamic where Solvig has to move the sun back and forth to create shadows or a path for Aesu to travel across the levels and find her powers before then traveling to the end of the level. There are other mechanics as well, such as solar power being used to move objects into more ideal shadow casting locations, or enemies that need to be dealt with Aesu's wind powers. While I enjoyed the puzzle solving and thought it was a unique idea, the story does make the game a little bit slower, so if you're not really into story-driven narratives, then this game might not be for you.
We talked about this game last year, and unfortunately, it got pushed back to this year. There's still no release date, but that won't stop us from talking about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge. While the name is a little bit of a mouthful, the game looks fantastic. It's a side-scrolling beat-em-up with a fully retro look, very reminiscent of Turtles in Time. You get to kick butt as any of your 4 favorite Turtles in a half shell, or as April or Shredder. Each character will of course have their own unique fighting style, true to the series. The game is filled with nods to other TMNT games, and will support up to 4 players. The game will release sometime later this year.
We love you guys.
Y'all are awesome.